This is Truth Be Told, a Sheridan Life radio podcast exploring the complex issues affecting Indigenous communities in Canada. I'm your host, Danielle Orr. Colton Bushy, a young Cree man, was shot and killed while he and his friends drove onto Gerald Stanley's property in Saskatchewan in 2016. Nipawistamasawin, We Will Stand Up, is a documentary written and directed by Cree filmmaker Tasha Hubbard, and it follows Colton's story, the story of his family seeking justice, and the story of Indigenous people's relationship, or lack thereof to this day, with the Crown. It's about the trial and acquittal of Gerald Stanley and highlights racial tension in their local community and across Canada, where people have since shown their support for Colton's family. Colton's family called for equity within the Canadian legal system and even went so far as to go to the UN to do this. Watching the film, I was blown away by their tenacity and perseverance despite all they went through. The film is also a personal comment by Tasha Hubbard herself, who shares her own stories. At the Hot Docs Film Festival, she said to CBC that Indigenous people in Canada are not seen as fully realized human beings, that they are simply seen as stereotypes by many. This echoed in the film when Tasha shared her personal experience, but also when it came to the murder itself and the trial, where those stereotypes played out and the system failed Colton and his family. This film was an incredible telling of this story, while also integrating the narrative of historical colonialism in the prairies. It calls for a better future for Indigenous children, and it won 12 awards in 2019. I saw the film for the first time at the Art Gallery of Hamilton Film Festival back in October. Without giving anything away, it starts by panning over the prairies from a bird's eye view. Overlaid atop the land are markers designating the treaties. It was such an awe-inspiring moment because it really put things into perspective. At the time I saw the film, Colton's sister was touring to promote the documentary. I spoke to her after the showing and asked her what she hopes Canadians will take away from this documentary. This is what Jade Tatousis said to me.
Well, ultimately, I hope that every Canadian sees this documentary and understands that what happened to my brother and even what happened to my family or what happened in Saskatchewan, it's not a one-off thing. It's a continuation of colonial violence that continues to be perpetrated against Indigenous people. And it's using mechanisms such as the Canadian legal system to continue to advance that colonial violence. And it's not just happening in Saskatchewan, it happens all across Canada. It's just a matter of being aware of what's happening to the people in your community, what's happening to the Indigenous people in your community, and taking on that responsibility and that work to be aware of it, but also to take a stand against it. And so that's my hope with the film, is that every Canadian sees this and is impacted in a way to challenge their own biases and their own stereotypes of Indigenous people, but to take action and you know, confront a system that continues to oppress and suppress violence against Indigenous people.
The reason I've released this episode today is because CBC will be broadcasting the documentary at 9 p.m. tomorrow, February 23rd. You can also stream the episode on CBC Gem. I urge you to watch this incredible documentary. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Truth Be Told Podcast, brought to you by Sheridan Life Radio.